In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was a boy, we used to spend our summer holidays with my grandparents in Ireland. They lived on a farm, so there was always the excitement of riding on the back of the tractor, driving the cows and so on to look forward to. And the farm was not far from the sea. Not far away was a little fishing port called Arglass. And you could get fresh herring practically straight off the boat. So this scene of Jesus by the Sea of Galilee brings many happy memories for me. And it's easy to visualise what's going on. Simon and Andrew are fishermen, casting their nets into the water. And it's not accidental, I think, that these were the first two men that Jesus called to be his disciples. "Follow me," he said, "and I will make you fish for people." Already we are being told something about what it means to be a disciple. Being a disciple is never about being alone. If you are a disciple, then you have been called to draw others into the life of the gospel. And they cast their net into the lake. Why? Well, obviously because there were fish out there. And that is why Jesus not only calls his disciples, but sends them out. There are plenty of others to be drawn in. It's significant, I think, that Simon and Andrew were not fishing with a line, but with a net. They were not catching fish one at a time, and we've already seen that that's a slow business. They were catching them in shoals, in whole groups. And this shows that the work of bringing people to Christ must mean making them part of the community. You will often hear people say, "I can be a Christian without going to church." To which the answer is, no, not really. Yes, you may model yourself on Jesus' teaching and read the Bible and say your prayers and so on. But Jesus has plenty to tell us about the danger of the sheep lost on its own, or seed that is not in good soil for it to grow. Just like swimming together in a shoal, that is how you grow and flourish as a Christian. And so to fish for people, you need a net with its strings going that way and that way, expressing our community with God and our community with one another. And these strands of the net together make up the good news of the kingdom of God. And if this good news is expressed clearly, strongly, lovingly in the lives of the disciples, then it will catch other people's attention and the net will hold. The strands of the net are the strands of the gospel, the strands of Jesus among us, the incarnation, the cross, the resurrection. The strands consist of the disciples being the light in people's darkness. Often that means showing them there is another way. That hating people, bearing grudges, being unable to forgive or forget is more likely to harm you than it hurts them. Or perhaps it is showing people that no matter who they are or what they have done, they are God's children, loved by Him, and that He wants the very best for them. It is a gospel of healing, freeing people from their anxieties, obsessions, and attitudes that are harmful to them and to others. A gospel that holds that the happiness or well-being of one cannot be attained at the expense of the well-being and happiness of others. If we live the gospel that way in what we say and do, then the net will hold. James and John, though, were mending their nets. We need to be attentive. Have the strands of our net become frayed or broken so that fish can slip through and be lost? We are talking about a net comprised of many strands, as the body of Christ is made up of many members. We are talking about how we act as a church, how we treat each other, about our interlocking network of relationships one with another. So, we have the fisherman, we have the net, and last but not least, we have the boat. The fishermen are the disciples, both then and now. The net is the gospel we preach and live by. The boat is the church, the vessel in which we put out onto the lake, into the world, and we haul the catch into the boat. In fact, the boat as a symbol of the church is worth a whole sermon in itself. Maybe that's something for another time. For the moment, let's just remind ourselves that we are all in the same boat. And in the middle of the sea, with all its dangers, our life and our whole fishing enterprise depend on that boat. Amen.